ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 14, text number 24. The chapter is entitled Ideal Family Life. Ta ete shreyasa kala drinam shreyo vivardhana kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu shreyo mogham tarayusha taete shreyasa kala nrinam shreyo vivardhana kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu shreyo mogham tarayusha taete shreyasa kala nīnaṁ śreyo vivardhana kuryat sarvatmana iteshu śreyo mogham tadāyusha tāyete śreyasa kāla nīnaṁ śreyo vivardhana kuryat sarvatmana iteshu Shreyo Mogham Tadayusha. Taete Shreya Sakala. Vrinam Shreyo Vivardhana. Kuryat Sarvatmanaiteshu. Shreyo Mogham Tadayusha. Taite shreya sakala Vrinam shreyo vivardhana Kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu Shreyo mogham darayusha Taite shreya sakala Nīnaṁ śreyo vivardhana kuryat sarvatmana iteshu śreyo mogham tadāyusha. Ladies, tāyete śreya sakāla nīnaṁ śreyo vivardhana Kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu Shreyo mogham tadāyusha. Te, therefore, ete, all these, descriptions of astronomical calculations. Shreyasaha, of auspiciousness. Kala, times. Nrinam, for human beings. Shreya, auspiciousness. Vivardhanaha, increase. Kuryat, one should perform. Sarva atmana, by other activities, not only the Shraddha ceremony. Eteshu, in these seasons. Shreya, causing auspiciousness. Amogam, and success. Tat, of a human being. Ayushaha, of the duration of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All of these seasonal times are considered extremely auspicious for humanity. At such times, one should perform all auspicious activities, for by such activities a human being attains success in his short duration of life. Please repeat. All of these seasonal times are considered extremely auspicious for humanity. At such times, one should perform all auspicious activities, for by such activities, a human being attains success in his short duration of life. Purport. When one comes to the human form of life through natural evolution, one must then take the responsibility for further progress. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, one who worships the demigods can be promoted to their planets. Yanti Madhyajino Pimam. And if one practices devotional service to the Lord, he goes back home, back to Godhead. In the human form of life, therefore, one is meant to act auspiciously in order to return home back to Godhead. Devotional service, however, does not depend on material conditions. Haitiki aparti hata. Of course, for those who are engaged in fruitive activities on the material platform, the times and seasons mentioned above are extremely congenial. Om Jnana Tamidandasa Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshumi Tam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Venama Pukam Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Girima Kipatam Hambande Sri Guru Dina Taranam. Translation again. All of these seasonal times are considered extremely auspicious for humanity. At such times, one should perform all auspicious activities, for by such activities a human being attains success in his short duration of life. So Chanakya Pandit says, Ayusha Kshano Ekopi. He says that one moment of life cannot be purchased with millions of coins. So what greater loss is there than time spent uselessly? This is a very nice verse that helps us to understand how important it is that one has come to the human form of life. And how important it is to engage in auspicious activities. There's a very nice verse in the Vedic literatures, Uttista Jagrata Prapyavara Nibodhita, that it is the opinion of learned transcendental scholars that the spiritual life is like a razor's edge. And therefore one should understand the great boon that we have in this human life. We could be millions of other living beings, and most of us probably were. Although there are some that were so fortunate to have among us great personalities like Srila Prabhupada and others. We're so fortunate to have their association that they come down and give us an opportunity for engaging in auspicious activities, right? Just like this verse is described. It's describing how at seasonal times one should be engaged in auspicious activities. And of course, that means not immediate. The general mentality in society is prayas. People are interested in immediate benefit, right? They take some intoxication, they immediately want some result.
And now they're creating so many new types of intoxicants that you get a quicker and quicker high, isn't it? It's, if you're a bum in the street and you're drinking just some useless watered-down thing, Boone's Farm or whatever, and it takes a longer time to have your fun. Nowadays, they're creating all sorts of new synthetics and super potent intoxicants that the benefit is there immediately, but the result, the side effects, right? Side effects, the side effects are just as potent. So again, it's the idea is that we're looking for immediate benefit. So we're creating all sorts of potent intoxicants so that we can quickly enjoy ourselves. Or we're engaging in all sorts of gambling activities. It's very interesting how Srila Prabhupada has very nicely given us the regulative principles of a human life, because as soon as one engages in those activities, the immediate effect may be pleasant, we may think, but the long-term effect, the side effects, again, are catastrophic. Again, whether it's intoxication or whether it's gambling, we're trying to conceive of newer and newer ideas and ways to gamble. I grew up with just bingo. So you can imagine, you know, how far back that goes. Now they're betting on every little thing, right, isn't it? You go to Las Vegas, I don't bet, but I've seen that you can bet on everything. The first play, last play, what he does, what this person does, what that person does, what the score is going to be at this point, at that point. Just, they tax their brains in order to get some prayas, some immediate enjoyment, some immediate reaction. Or whether it's sex life, again, we're racking our brains in the materialists are racking their brains in how to immediately enjoy some sex life in some new and unique way. And what to speak of meat eating. Again, we're looking for some immediate enjoyment. But in this verse, we're seeing how important it is that one use this human form of life, which we've been so fortunate to come to, as Prabhupada points out here through the purport, that one comes to this human form of life through natural evolution. There is a natural progression. Of course, it's not the modern scientific idea. But the living being, spirit soul, by natural evolution progresses from lower species to higher species and finally to the human form of life. And we therefore have a great responsibility to do those things which are meant for our further progress, as Prabhupada points out here. It's meant for further progress, not progressing in faster cars or revolutionary ways to enjoy the senses. No. But to some or other, use this human form of life to progress in one's spiritual growth. How to ultimately get out of this material world. These verses are very nice in that they're pointing out, and Prabhupada very nicely points out the verse from the ninth chapter, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, that one can worship the demigods. We can progress by engaging in karmic activities by worshiping the demigods, and you can go to that place. And there are so many nice descriptions in the fifth canto of the heavenly planets. And it may sound very attractive. There may be some, again, prayas that, you can live for so many years, or you can enjoy in so many different ways. Or one can worship the ghosts and spirits, or the pitris, the forefathers, right? Pitriyanti Vrityavrata. You can worship the forefathers, and you can reside in some heavenly abode where you can live for thousands of years and everyone is there. Sometimes I wonder if this is one of the present day traditions, religious traditions they teach like this. Isn't it that you, if you live a pious life, then in the next life you'll be there with mom and dad and the cousins and grandpa, and you'll have a house on Maple Street with the dog, and maybe they drive cars up there. I don't know, but it's a beautiful scene. You can go to that place as well. Pityanti Vrityarata, Bhutani Anti Bhuteja, or you can worship the ghosts and spirits. And live in some ghostly setting. I remember the first time I went to Nabadweep. There's a temple there on the way to, it was Sridhar Maharaj's temple. As you go down this main road, I don't know what the name of it is, but as you go down this road, on the right-hand side, there's this big Kali temple. Big, huge Kali temple. And there were just scores of people. And they were all, they had animals they were slaughtering right there on the spot. And there's this ferocious-looking deity of Kali. I don't know if it's still there. More than likely it is. But this verse reminds me so much of that. We can worship hellish beings. Not that she's a hellish being, but the idea is that you're engaged in some hellish activity for killing, for some immediate enjoyment, so that you can get some immediate benediction. But Krishna says, as Prabhupada points out here, yanti madhya jinopimam, that if one practices devotional service to the Lord, he goes back home, back to Godhead, which is the goal of human life, which is the most auspicious thing that one can do. We can look for so many wonderful things to do and so many wonderful things to do for others, for ourselves or for others. But the most important thing one can do is to use this human form of life for advancing in Krishna consciousness. and all others, their intelligence has been stolen, as Krishna explains. That their intelligence has been stolen by material desires. And as a result, they're attracted to worshipping, or they're attracted to some immediate benefit. Let me live my life in such a way that I get immediate gratification. And it's the whole mentality, the whole mood of present society, that everyone wants immediate gratification. Hurry up and get there. Drive your car very fast and hurry up and get there because you might miss something. So people are racing up and down the streets thinking that I need to get to this place or that place quickly so that I can find that person or that thing that I've been looking for my whole life. But actually, their knowledge is stolen by these material desires. And their intelligence is not very small. Krishna says, ante, what is that? Antavatupalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedasam. Their intelligence is not very good. They may get some benefit, but it's very limited. It's very limited and temporary. We may find some pleasure in some intoxication, but it's very temporary. And the side effects, again, or we may engage in some sexual activity. There may be some immediate gratification, but the side effects are catastrophic. And society is suffering from them. Or we may engage in some gambling activity. We may think all these things are just innocent, but actually they're very complicated. There's no such thing as innocent. Srila Prabhupada points out that even a child that comes into this world, there's no such thing as, oh, little innocent baby child. There's no such thing. We've come into this world because of material desire. Therefore, we're in a complicated, in a compromised position. Therefore, the goal of human life should be to look for the long term. And that means a devotional service. And Lord Brahma, he prays like this to the Lord in the 10th canto, Shreyashatim Bhakti Madasya Devi Bho. He explains that a devotional service is the best process for self-realization. The goal of human life is a self-realization, to understand who we are and what our connection with the personality of Godhead is. So whether it's engaging in timely, auspicious activities or engaging in regulated devotional service, which of course is the most ideal. But again, the point is that it's all about self-realization and going back to Godhead. And as Prabhupada points out here, that devotional service, which is performed unmotivated and uninterruptedly, is the most auspicious. Of course, those who are, as Prabhupada points out here, those who are engaged in fruitive activities on the material platform, they may see these timings, as we're seeing here, these seasonal changes, as extremely important, which is fine, as long as one goes further. And that requires the association of the Mahabhagavats, the pure devotees of the Lord who are teaching the highest. So we're very fortunate in this Krishna consciousness movement to have such a personality as Srila Prabhupada, who's giving us really the proper vision and the proper understanding. Otherwise, it's so easy to get distracted by all of these flowery descriptions and miss the point. Srila Prabhupada himself points out how so many Mahatmas have come to give this Vedic knowledge or the words of Krishna, but hardly a one has produced a devotee. But by Srila Prabhupada's efforts, so many persons have come to the proper understanding and taken up the process of Krishna consciousness. So we're very fortunate. And as the verse very nicely reads, by such activities a human being attains success in his short duration of life. This life is very short. We all have experience how things can end in a moment. So it's and you can't get a moment back. Not even a moment. It's really astounding. Sometimes we may engage in some activity and we're thinking, well, I'll make it up. I'll run a little faster, or I'll move a little faster, or I'm going to take a shortcut and make up that lost time. But actually, there's no such thing. It's lost, it's lost. So it's so important to take advantage of every moment in this movement, in this process of devotional service. It's so important to take advantage of every moment, because you can't get one moment back. No matter how hard you try or who you are, it makes no difference. Right, we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji. For the less intelligent, yeah, for those who are motivated in their devotional service. They may have some other motive, jnana, karma, yoga, yogi perfection. They may have some other motive, but it's also there to, it's just like you have a small child, you can only give them so much. You have to take them by their hand and gradually lead them to do the right thing. So, again, there's all sorts of conditioned souls out there, and they all are looking for something. So he has to give a wide variety. It's very expert, actually, very ingenious to give an opportunity for anyone and everyone. But ultimately, he gives us Srimad Bhagavatam. And that means pure devotional service. So it's there. It's very ingenious to provide all of these literatures. The Vedanta Sutra is very complicated. So who can understand all of these stotras? It's very advanced. So he gives us the other supplementary literatures to lead us along so that we can ultimately understand its surrender to the personality of Godhead. Well, Srimad Bhagavatam has everything. Again, it culminates in understanding or engaging in devotional service. Are there any other comments on that? Yes. And that's what the 10th canto is. It goes on. Read the whole Bhagavatam. Don't just stick with the 6th or 5th or... It's so important. That's incredible. Everyone and anyone can practice. It's not cheating by giving those descriptions. How is that cheating? No, he clarifies it. Actually, he's making clarification. As the Bhagavatam progresses, he clarifies it. Actually, it's quite the opposite. It's easy to see it like that. That's for sure. I agree with you. Why would that be? What is there? What need is there to hear about the hellish or heavenly planets? What for? But as the Bhagavatam progresses, it shows the position of devotional service as you continue reading the Bhagavatam. Whether it's again it's the 8th canto when the demigods and the demons are churning the ocean. Well, what who cares or what is the need for that? But again, what it does is it precludes another appearance of the personality of Godhead, Vamanadev, and the great surrender of Bali. So in every canto, whether it's Prahlad speaking, or it's Rishabhadev speaking, or whether it's Narada speaking in the 4th, or it's Kapila again speaking in the 3rd, or whether it's the 9th canto, who would that be? Maharaj Ambarish. And then 10th canto, it goes on and on. All it does is just opens the door and an opportunity for an exalted devotee to come and give us Krishna consciousness. That's what I'm getting from it. Any other questions or comments on that? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam ki jai.